This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Remaining for some candidates. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, and that includes Kentucky Republican Matt Bevin's campaign asking for a re-canvass in what was a nail-biter of a race. Wow, those numbers were razor thin. And remember, the president lobbied, campaigned, spoke heavily in the areas where he thought he could help the Kentucky governor, but it ended up that the numbers were not in his favor, even though it was so close. And what Bevin is saying is that there was irregularities. He did this at a press conference on Wednesday from the governor's mansion. Thousands of absentee ballots were illegally counted, he's saying, and people were turned away incorrectly from voting booths and voting machines. This is always our biggest fear, right? That's what he's saying. And they didn't work properly in one area in Jefferson County. So he's saying, look, we want to recount. The reason we're doing this is we want the people of Kentucky to have absolute confidence that their votes were counted as they should have been counted, that the law was followed. It applies to this race and more than simply this race or simply Kentucky. It's critical. It's an American issue. So there you go. At this point, they're talking about not a recount, a re-canvass, I guess, is a better way to put that. It's going to be conducted on November 14th at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that close where it looked like this is the numbers, Bevin, 49.2%, as Beshear's numbers, 49.2%, and Bevin, 48.8%. That is of the latest count. So it's the Attorney General, Andy Beshear, the Kentucky Democratic gubernatorial candidate who declared victory. Beshear has now said he's talked to reporters, but he talked to reporters, but he hasn't spoken with Bevin, and he didn't know what information he's working off of. So there you go. Boom. That's where that one lies. Then you've got Jeff Sessions, who's expected to announce his own bid for the Alabama Senate seat. Now, there were certainly some lines that had been thrown out, like he was deep-sea fishing, that this was a possibility, and now he's expected that he's going to announce this on Thursday. He's going to launch a bid for it. There's been so much speculation to go after that old seat after Democrat Doug Jones's upset victory over Roy Moore in 2017. Jones is now considered to be really one of the most vulnerable of the Senate seats up there for re-election in 2020. So how about that? He certainly is a figure in Alabama. Sessions is not popular with his former boss, of course, Donald Trump. But that naturally has tongues wagging, not just in Alabama, but in other places as well. So it's not unusual that there would be what I call the leftovers of a non-presidential election. It just is also a good reminder, the bellwether, that, hey, it's coming a year from now. What does it mean if we read the tea leaves for 2020 when we dig into some of the other issues and what people are saying across the country and where you are? There may have been some key votes that happened that went the way you wanted to see it or the way you didn't want to see it. In Virginia, the Democrats are celebrating big time because, as I mentioned in a previous show, and you all know by this point, they have the majority now. I mean, across the board majority. Time in a very, very long, long time. That mean for an area that's deeply red in some parts of their maps, suburban districts went blue on Election Day. In part, they say, because of looking at what the exit polls said, that those people were not on board with President Trump. And there are the Democrats that are split into different factions, right? It's not just you're a Democrat. Nope, you're more progressive or you're not. They're saying that these group of Democrats are pretty progressive. And what does that mean? And what does that mean for Virginia more specifically, especially with a big switch like that? And that still is one of the biggest takeaways, certainly, for a state like Virginia. And in looking ahead to does this show anything as far as what will happen in 2020? You know, an interesting quick side note, and a lot of people are talking about this. Remember the famous picture of the cyclist who gave the president the finger 2 years ago? And that picture was plastered all over the place. And she lost her job because of that. Well, she ended up running for office and won the county supervisor seat. So how interesting is that? And this was the Virginia woman who, during his motorcade, to give it more specifics and actually color to this, in 2017, she lost her government contracting job because of that. And then she finds herself in the middle of running, and she says it's surreal, but she's celebrating because she won a seat on the London County Board of Supervisors, and she ousted a Republican in the process of deciding to run. So strange things on Election Day, and again, the big story is what's going to happen in Kentucky and the celebrations over a couple of different monumental decisions in other areas of the country, and we'll talk about those as we go through the rest of the week. A big reminder coming up in our third segment of this hour, because we've switched it over, we're going to do that thing called Nail the Score. Yeah, not Nail the Politician, Nail the Score. And what is Nail the Score? It's the game of the week in the NFL, or the one I deem to be the game of the week. You call up and let me know who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And you don't have to get ink all over your hands. It's not like playing bingo. You have to pay for the card. But if you nail the score exactly, ding, 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 you win bragging rights and prizes from this show. Sweet! You got to have a contest, right? Especially after we just saw the numbers counted all over the country in elections. Here it's, you know, you can celebrate in a much different way. So what the game of the week will be, who knows, but that's coming up in a couple of segments. So just get ready for that and get your fingers ready to pound on the dial at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, besides election results, there still is the Fuhrer, and of course this was discussed on Election Day, but this wasn't on any ballot. There still is the Fuhrer over vaping and products that soon will be off the market. What are the feds going to do? A lot of things happening in that area. We're going to talk about that next as we dive into the mailbag.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yes, it's time to dive into the mailbag, as you heard there. So this is our first one. It's from Laura, and Laura says, my goodness, Kate, so much of this craziness over vaping. I have to tell you, since you talked about vaping and seeing a lot of people in your area vaping, I looked around and I noticed obviously the same thing. A lot of the people are younger. But I heard something about the feds and regulations, and I know you've been talking about it, and you've been talking to doctors and other people on the show. I've heard some of those conversations. Kudos to you for bringing the information forward. What is the latest? Well, the latest is they're going to announce a ban on electronic cigarette flavors other than tobacco and menthol. That's supposed to happen in the next couple of days, supposedly. Remember, back in the spring, the former Food and Drug Administration commish proposed banning flavors other than the tobacco in the convenience stores, because that's where most people are getting it, but said that they would have to dig a little bit more with the youth vaping because they were seeing these horrible things happen. And the e-cigarette company, Juul, is renaming its mass-produced mint flavor menthol, but they have so much scrutiny on them, they're basically, I don't know how they move on. And it's interesting because in front of this, after I got your email earlier in the day, I did a little quick checking, and in front of this, the White House senior counselor, who you see sometimes trotted out, Kellyanne Conway, is saying that regulators don't have authority over vape stores, and nobody is making any comments over that. I mean, nobody's come back and disputed what she's saying. There are medical groups, obviously, that have condemned the whole vaping in general, that it needs to be, there needs to be more scrutiny, there needs to be regulation, and that what happens if vape shops are still allowed to sell flavored e-cigarettes, and what about kids finding a way to get them? And of course, the American Lung Association's up in arms, the American Heart Association's up in arms, and it was the president himself in September who said flavors other than tobacco would be banned, which of course led to lobbying from pro-vaping groups and users, and it's a pretty strong lobby. So are they softening the whole idea of the outright ban? It seems so. And then, of course, you know, there's a lot of opposition to that. I mean, there's no question when you have 1,600 cases of vaping and related lung injuries to this and 34 deaths, I would be concerned if I had a kid that was vaping. I just would. I mean, listen, what do we know? And we know that it's obviously there's problems with it. But I see a lot of people vaping. I said that to your point. And again, it's one thing when you have the adults doing it, but once it's off the market, it's off the market temporarily. There was like Massachusetts, they had a hold on it, etc. And it's high school students that really it soared among high school students almost. And you know, how do you know these numbers for sure? But the numbers that I saw that were highlighted were that the usage of high school students in vaping doubled from 2017 to 2019, so it's a crazy number, almost 28%. And then if you crunch those numbers more, it's, you know, 5 million plus middle and high school students that used e-cigarettes, so that number's higher. And as I said, I certainly have seen that. And in my own family looking around, I've seen that there are people that are, you know, there's people that are vaping, and despite some of the things that are out there and that are being reported, and it's scary. It would be very scary to have a son or a daughter or anyone in your world that is young that ends up in the hospital, you know, near dead because they were vaping. So stay tuned for more on that one. All right, let's move over to this one. This one is from Jake. He's a frequent emailer to the show. By the way, you can email the show by going to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and just tap on contact, and then you're in like that. And what does Jake say? Jake says, Kate, how many witnesses are going to be trotted out for the Trump impeachment inquiry? I know you've been talking about that. And I know one of them, of course, would be the former ambassador who already was behind closed doors. But are we going to see any new faces that will be, I don't know, shocking or surprising? What do you think is going to happen? Well, first of all, part of the whole deal is what we have seen is we have seen a slew of witnesses. One you mentioned, the former Ukrainian ambassador Maria Yovanovitch, which a lot of people are talking about what she said and how deadly some of that testimony could be. And now these transcripts, of course, are being released. You have Gordon Sondland, and all that information was released that he said in his testimony. He's the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. And then the one that everybody was talking about, Bill Taylor, who is the top U.S. diplomat in the Ukraine, that was big stuff because Taylor was the guy who voiced concerns about military aid and the White House meeting on political investigations. And he said Trump made the order to pause military aid for the Ukraine, and it was his understanding that security assistance money wouldn't come until the Ukrainian president's committed to pursuing the investigation of the Bidens. So especially what he had to say was really, really key. Now, moving forward, what comes forward is not only that testimony obviously being made public, but there are others, including all of the conversation about the whistleblower and what is that account going to look like and what will we hear from the whistleblower. And it's interesting when we talk about what the latest is there. Supposedly the list is like 10 plus people already there's been something like 14, and this is just transcripts coming out. But I think the latest is what John has asked me, where John said, what's the deal on what's going on with the Attorney General, who's been running all over the place looking into this impeachment inquiry? And I saw that there were tweets about him. What do you know about that? And what I know about that is that the Attorney General, supposedly the president, wanted the Attorney General William Barr to have a news conference saying no laws were broken in that call in July with the Ukrainian leader, which is the issue that's being talked about and which is the heart of this whole impeachment inquiry, right? So that hasn't happened. And you see there's a picture that was all over the place, which I think is what you're talking about. There's been different pictures. It depends on what you looked at. I mean, were you looking at the CNN feed? Were you looking at Fox? Were you looking at one of the newspapers of record, you know, the Washington Post or the New York Post or whatever? And there were pictures of him shaking. These were just old pictures. Him shaking the Attorney General's hand, or there was another one where they looked like they were in serious discussion. So they're pictures that have been out there, and I think that's what you mean by that. But the piece of information and why you saw that is because the story was that the president wanted the Attorney General to have this news conference saying that he didn't break any laws. And the request from the president apparently traveled from the president to other White House officials and then to the Justice Department, and the president had mentioned Barr's, you know, demural, if you want, and that's how it's being described, to other people in the last couple of weeks, saying he wished Barr would have held the news conference, but he didn't do it. And you can see that there's been some in the Justice Department that have kind of been distancing themselves from the White House. But there is no problem, and maybe that's at the heart of this, there is no problem that we know of between Barr and the president, that they're not having, you know, he's not on thin ice with him or, you know, whatever. But isn't it interesting? The Justice Department is trying to finish the report, by the way, on the Russian investigation before Thanksgiving. Did you think that that was punted? It is not. They're trying to release it and to a Inspector General report about the FBI's investigation into the 2016 campaign, because that's not all wrapped up, by the way. So all of that is supposed to come out. All right, hang with us. We're doing that football thing. Nail the Score coming up next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump made a promise to install strict instructionist judges to the bench. The president said his commitment to appointing conservative judges is necessary to combat judicial activism.
Recent decades, our system has been under relentless attack by the left-wing activists who want to take the powers of the elected branches and give that power to unelected federal judges.
A federal judge has struck down a Trump administration conscious provision allowing pro-life healthcare workers to opt out of abortions, sterilization, or assisted suicide procedures. The judge said it was unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow is off by a fraction, the S&P up 2, and the NASDAQ down 24 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is. What game shall it be? I can tell you what it's not going to be. It's not going to be the 1 o'clock kick of the Giants and the Jets. Are you kidding? That's just pure misery at MetLife Stadium. Probably a highlight could be if that black hat came back again, because both of those teams are horrific. The Giants are 2-7. The Jets are 1-7. Sorry to all my friends in New York and Connecticut, fans of either one of those teams. You know it's a rough, rough year. There are seriously some really interesting games. I'll tell you which one I think is interesting. The Cowboys are hosting the Vikings. That's your Sunday night game, because the Cowboys are kind of that mystery, right? So the Cowboys are 5-3. The Vikings 6-3. Mike Zimmer, who is the coach of the Vikings, long gone from the Dallas Cowboys, used to be the coordinator for the Cowboys, defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day, and he's having some great success over the years with the Vikings, and this would be a feather in his cap to win. Dallas is favored by 3, if that gives you any kind of a hint. I think the line is, I know the line is 48, so that's what the wise guys are saying. It doesn't matter about that. Here you're just trying to pick a number out of thin air. Poof! Just pick a number, any number, and if you correctly nail the score, yay, happy days are here. Trust me, you will not win any kind of a vaping device, but there are other fabulous prizes you will win, and plus you'll have bragging rights. It's cool to win, and you have to plunk down any do-re-mi to be able to do that. I'll give you my guess before we skedaddle from here, but again, the game is not to be lost in my nonsense. The Vikings and the Cowboys, it's on Sunday night, so it would kick at 8:20 Eastern, 8:20 Eastern. Who do you think wins this puppy? Now, you can dial this number, but if you're listening to me and you can't get to the phone, you're working. I do have that happen with a handful of you, which I love. It seems to me that a couple of you may work at the same place. Just go to Kate Delaney Radio, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact and tell me Vikings or Cowboys win and what the score is. Otherwise, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. 5283. Let's go out to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Rise up from the bunker.
What do you think? You think the Cowboys win this one?
30-27. They're going to do it. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think that's a good game. If you say 30-27, I like that score. So, yeah, that means it's tight. It's a nail-biter. We like it. We're not bored with it. Thanks, Peter. 30-27. Yeah, interesting. I just was in Tyler, Texas for the day and night. You heard me broadcast from Tyler, Texas in our previous show. And, you know, it's interesting. That is certainly cowboy country, but there's also another very famous football player that everybody talks about from Tyler, Texas. It's a great trivia question. And that would be the great Earl Campbell, who had some incredible stuff when he was playing. And he was a Heisman. Somebody asked me this. I guess they were trying to ask me a trivia question. Did I know what award he won in college football? And, of course, the Heisman. I knew all about Earl Campbell. I had a brief conversation with him. I was so excited about that years and years ago when I first got into the broadcast business, especially on the sports side. But he has many, 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 many awards to his credit. And of course, he played with the Oilers and the New Orleans Saints. He never played for the Dallas Cowboys, but he was from Tyler, Texas. Yeah, and he could run. I've seen some old footage of him, and he could pedal. And so just an interesting kind of side note there. All right, again, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The game of the week is the Vikings and the Cowboys. Who do you think wins, and what do you think the final score will be between these two teams? Pete weighed in. There's only 3 points separating the two teams as far as he's concerned, and it's interesting because he's right there over. He would be over what the over-under is, which is 48. And so you may have a different point of view on that. I think his point totals are interesting and probably right on the money. I don't know. We could really see both of them run up the score a little bit. Who knows? I mean, that's just my analysis. But you don't have to analyze anything. It's just picking the score. All right, let's go out to Ronald, who's in, it seems like he's in Hannibal, Missouri. Hey, Ronald, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Who do you like, the Cowboys or the Vikings?
Oh, as always, the Cowboys.
37-27.
37-27? Yes, ma'am.
Ah, all right, Ronald. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Take care and thanks. So Ronald's saying 37-27, so a little bit of a point, a little bit more points there than what Pete said, 10 points, which would be a little bit more than what the Cowboys are favored by. By the way, officially, I just saw this a short while ago, Amari Cooper, who's been incredible for the Cowboys, listed as a limited participant with knee and ankle injuries. But, of course, we know how that goes. There's time before the game, and that certainly can change. And what does it mean by the time you get closer to the, you know, to the game? I don't necessarily blame coaches for being a little bit vague sometimes about injuries because why are you giving a cheat sheet to the other team? I mean, they have to report things, and that's what they're saying. If you look at Dak Prescott, he's thrown for over 2,300 yards and 15 touchdowns. But if you look at the last game against the Giants, he struggled in that first half and then, of course, came out of that and got a lot of help from his friends, and that was a big difference in that game. It was like the tale of two different games, frankly, and the second half of that game where the Cowboys just walloped the Giants was much different than when we saw what happened in the first half of that game. But this is their house. This is at AT&T Stadium, and you see what the Vikings can do, and I don't think the Vikings in any way, I mean, they're going to be amped up for this. This is a Sunday night game. Sunday night has become like the new Monday night game on national TV on the Peacock Network. So it just means they're more amped up than ever because you have all those day games and no competition when you have that night slot and so many eyeballs, I think, tune in for the Sunday night game. I've said that before. I love, 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 love the Sunday night game. All right, I'm going to give you my guess. I think it's going to be the Cowboys, too. And I like the Cowboys to win it. I'm going to say the Cowboys win it. 28-24. So 28-24 is my final guess. By the way, I know I'm getting some emails. You can send me an email as well on this game until the top of the hour, so you have a little extra time. And you can do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and just tell me which one, Vikings or Cowboys, and what the final score will be. It wouldn't be Nail the Score if we didn't go to Nathan and ask him what he thought of the game. And, of course, the mothership is in Minnesota, so there's some Viking fans there. Nathan, what do you think happens?
I think the Vikings fail me again. No, I don't know. Have they been doing okay? I hear there's some good
games. Yeah, there is. They are good. They're a good team. That's why it's going to be competitive. That's why it's like a 3-point separation between them.
Great. Well, then we'll do something like that, and I'll keep them. It's going to be low scoring because they're not good.
Defense.
So, yeah, no, it's just because everybody's going to do awful that night. And it's going to be 21-17. The Cowboys are going to beat the Vikings because the Vikings are awful and you can't trust them.
I like that. Sounds like something you would hear in walking down the street in Minneapolis, people complaining about the Vikings. I think the people are still bitter about frankly, about the Eagles beating the Vikings in that NFC championship game. They're hard pressed to forget that one. And I understand. You know, I had a friend that challenged me to what was going to happen there and had to end up wearing an Eagles hat. So, you know, I know the feeling, let's put it that way. And they came out damaged in that. It looked like they were the better team almost a little bit heading into it. But that's a couple years ago. That doesn't matter because now it's what we're seeing on the field now. And the Vikings actually have had a good season so far up to this point. In fact, I'd say they are more consistent probably than the Cowboys. That's the thing with the Cowboys. But this is at home for them. And at home, the Cowboys are 3-1, you know, for whatever. You can twist stats however you want to, I think, in the NFL. But the Vikings are not going to lay down, that's for sure. Don't worry, if you sent me an email, I got a couple of them. It will count, and you can still do that up to the top of the hour, katedelaneyradio.com. Cowboys or the Vikings, what do you think? Good luck to everybody who tries to nail the score.
Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejido Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejido Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Final segment of the hour. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. I wanted to mention this because I was in Tyler, Texas. I mentioned that I was there in our previous show, and I didn't tell you much about Tyler, Texas. I said something in our last segment about Earl Campbell, a famous football player. This is a place in East Texas, and for you listening around the country, and if you don't know my story, I've lived all over the place, of course, in this wonderful career. I've had the opportunity to live in every sector, really, of the U.S., in not every state, but every sector, I'll call it, whether it's the Southwest, Southeast, Northeast, Midwest, etc. And I'm a huge fan of history, so when I go places, of course, that's what it's all about for me. So Tyler, Texas, just a quick little thing about Tyler, Texas that I think you'll find fascinating. They have the largest municipal rose garden in the United States. And I was telling our pal Nathan, the technical maestro, in off the mic, that in Tyler, it's fascinating. If you're listening to me in Tucson, Arizona, you're listening to me in Riverside, California, or Portland, Oregon, or Tampa, or wherever, and you go to the store, and there are some exceptions to this, but you go to the store, and you know how you buy, like, wrap bundles of a couple of, you know, roses or a bouquet of roses? They're wrapped and shipped from Tyler, because most of the roses are produced in Arizona or in California, but they have the equipment, because that's where all of where they all used to come out of the ground from, was in this place called Tyler. But they go back there because they have all the machinery, and that's how they ship them out. Isn't that crazy? I mean, just a wild thing to see. And of course, celebrating the roses, they have those big pageants where it's a big deal to be the Rose Queen, and they have a Queen's tea, and everybody's invited, and you know, of the whole town or visitors who come in. And there were some other fascinating things about it, but it was neat to be able to kind of explore that area, right? So I challenge you, wherever you are, get in your car, drive like an hour, 2 hours out in different directions and see what you see. So thanks to Visit Tyler for that. It's a cool place. You can check it out by going to visittyler.com. And there's so much more to that place. Very, 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 very intriguing to me. Great, too, for hiking and canoeing and the whole lake thing. All right, as we clean up the rest of this hour, of course, the big stories are what's going to happen with the federal ban on flavored vaping. Somebody asked me that question in the mailbag, and you can bet that it's just going to be tobacco flavored. I don't think we're going to see that's going to be challenged, but that's what we'll see. The whistleblower, there's still more conversation about that, because now we're going to have these public hearings, and there's a lot of fervor over the whistleblower and the anonymous federal employee who disclosed the phone call where Trump supposedly asked the Ukrainian president for a favor, and we know this is the heart of it, to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Is that illegal? Is that against the Constitution? Is that impeachable? There's still conversations about that. And, you know, federal laws surround a whistleblower from retaliation, including identifying the person, but there's this push to identify them. Even Senator Rand Paul the other day said, look, I could identify who this is. I mean, there's nothing illegal about that. I could certainly do that. So there is pressure to identify the whistleblower, and there's been some criticism leveled at Rand Paul and even Don Jr. for saying that they know they could release who it is, or they know who it is, or they could put hints out of who it is, or, you know, whatever. And we'll see how now, moving forward, the proceedings go, because there was votes on how the proceedings were going to go, and the Republicans were upset. And this has really been dominating our worlds, coming out of Washington anyway, other than a little bit on the election and the Kentucky governor's race and the recount and, you know, what happens next. And then I think one of the most heinous things that we've seen and should be the topic of conversation is the concerns when we talk about the border, the drug cartels. That family that lived in Mexico, that ambush, those 9 family members killed, and there's still nothing but questions when you think of the kids that were slaughtered. And this was a family that lived in northern New Mexico in an area about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. And they were just quiet, kept to themselves, had a pecan farming operation, apparently. They lived specifically in a place called La Mora, and they were slaughtered by the cartel. They ambushed 3 SUVs along a dirt road in this mountainous area in the Sonora state, and, you know, 8 children did survive. 5 of them were flown by military helicopters to the U.S. because a lot wasn't talked about as far as that's concerned, and apparently they're all in stable condition. But you know, why were they attacked? Why were they ambushed along this road? And what's connected to this, and who are the cartels? In one of the cartels, they're saying there's a cartel called the Jaguars, and that's one of them. So they operate, apparently, between two areas, Chihuahua and Sonora. And I've been to Chihuahua. I covered the Mexican elections there. And so this is pretty scary. And the Jaguar, the Jag, is really one of... is the leader, I guess, is the leader of the whole thing. So sometimes they call them the Jags. But regardless of what they are named, they are sick, sadistic, whacked human beings to do something like this. These innocent Mormon people and these young children, to see what happened. When you see the burned out SUVs, wow, and just vicious drug cartels, and the war that I think we do need to keep up is against the drug cartels and not let them reap their heinous, reprehensible attacks anywhere near the United States. And again, this was over the border, but in a very peaceful enclave, so the whole thing reeks of something that's not right. And what that ends up being, who knows? But to me, that is really one of the big stories that hasn't been talked about in my mind enough. Let's see what happens, you know, there with this deadly ambush. And a lot of fundamentalist members of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, do live there. Because I remember when I was in Chihuahua, that was something that I covered when I was covering the Mexican election. So I found that out when I was, and this was a long time ago, this was a couple decades ago, but I knew of that. So I wasn't surprised to hear that they were living there, because I think some people think that's surprising. But what happened, wow, absolutely just absolutely sickening, let's put it that way. And hey, if you're traveling, just a good reminder, because we've had some crazy weather with snow here and there, is to remember to check those flights. I'm not mothering you. I just know that I've had some friends who have been stuck lately where they've had to rearrange things in the middle of the night to get to where they're going. And because of some of the crazy weather that's predicted, you might want to make sure that you check that and not assume that it's easy peasy and business as usual. These are kind of the months where it can get trickier, right? And so one of the best things to do is just call whatever the 800 number is. There's nothing worse than when you get to the airport, you think, whew, all right, first leg, I just get on this plane, board, no problem. And then it's canceled, and you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Ooh. Thanks for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.